Thanks for joining us for today's Night Sounds program with Bill Pierce. We trust that Bill's commentary will be a source of hope and encouragement during these challenging times. After you listen to this online presentation, please consider a generous holiday contribution to help us end the year on a positive note. Supporting Night Sounds on this platform is easy. Just click the Donate tab. We hope you are blessed listening to this Night Sounds program.
Hi, are you asleep? Ever have anybody ask you that? Sort of shake you and say, are you asleep? And you groggily wake up and say, oh yes, I'm asleep, but I happen to be talking to you. Well, this is Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce. And as the title suggests, this is a late night program. I was just reading of a stockbroker who called on one of his clients to ascertain how things were faring. And he asked, how are you getting along? The client replied, oh, I'm just sleeping like a baby. And the broker said, well, I'm glad to hear that. And the client replied, yes, I'm sleeping like a baby. Every 3 or 4 hours I wake up during the night and cry. We don't want you to stay asleep too long there. Let's wake up and get going, okay? And sing for joy. Sing for Joy, the Dan Burgess Chorale and Orchestra. And one of the reasons that I sort of got going in an animated fashion here tonight is because the title of our program happens to be Spiritual Frostbite. You might ask, well, where in the world did you come up with a title like that? Spiritual Frostbite? I don't know what the winters have been like where you live. Perhaps you're down in Florida or the warmer climates, you don't worry about things like winter. But those of us who live pretty far from the equator, up in Yankee land and beyond, have to contend with things like winter. And as I recall, the last few winters we've had in the Chicago area have set all-time records for cold and wind chill factor. Some time ago, one of the television forecasters speaking about this, where you might have, say, 25 degrees below zero with a 20-mile-an-hour wind, giving a chill factor of about minus 75. Often when this happens, they'll post the notice, extreme danger of frostbite. And the forecasters give four basic progressive symptoms of frostbite as follows. First, a feeling of extreme coldness. Second, the sensation of tingling. Then third, numbness. And finally, fourth, the loss of all feeling. And of course, the warning was obvious. Protect yourself from the cold. If you notice any of the frostbite symptoms, do something about it quickly. And as I was looking at those symptoms, it occurred to me that frostbite can also attack us spiritually and emotionally. I was speaking with a friend on the phone this morning. This person said, somebody came up to me and asked why I don't laugh anymore. They said to me, you know, you used to be so much fun, along with your serious moments, and you seem to be so closed in now. And this person said, that really bothered me, and I knew that I had to do something about it. So we talked for a few moments concerning this problem that can happen to any of us. We can get so locked in and bolted down to what we're doing. Perhaps the seriousness of it, the fact that this has to be done and this matter has to be taken care of over here, and well, I can't let that go, and I've got to tend to that particular problem. Before we know it, we're all bent out of shape. Perhaps we've lost the joy. And it could even be that our Christian energy has been depleted. And we're in a state of spiritual frostbite. This can hurt much more than the physical kind. Spiritual frostbite can cause eternal damage. I think most of us have at some time been exposed to spiritual coldness. And some of the symptoms of spiritual frostbite in the church is when we begin to feel extreme coldness, usually thinking that it's everyone else who's cold. Perhaps our group, our church, is not as friendly as it once was. The choir isn't as good. The message was cold and empty. Nobody shook my hand today. Then perhaps the sensation of tingling might take place. We still have some spiritual feeling, but we're beginning to lose the perspective. Then we get to the condition where we become numb. Nothing seems to reach us at this point, and if it does, it's just a slight nudging. Finally, unfortunately, the loss of all feeling. We're into our own no man's land. We wonder whether we're even Christians or not, or worse yet, we may think we're okay, but we're totally ineffective. We've lost the first love. It can happen. It can happen very subtly. Even within the church walls, becoming so busy and so involved that we get totally caught up in the mechanics and lose the warmth, the undergirding energy. Our prayer life has fallen off. We don't seem to be inspired by anything anymore. We do it by rote. Oh God, I pray right now that if anyone who is listening is beginning to recognize the symptoms of spiritual frostbite, that he or she or we may break out of this, may thaw out by the power of the Spirit of God in the direction of your word, and might begin to feel the warmth of spiritual energy, that the Word of God might begin to penetrate into our cold beings, our insensitivity, that we once again might know the action and the love and the challenge of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. I don't know who you are tonight, but I know that we all are in the same human coil, and we do face similar types of temptations and conditions that sort of come in on the flank and wipe us out before we know it. I recorded an old song done up in sort of a newer fashion, which we include on one of our Night Sounds recordings. You may recall this one. It sort of fueled me up as I got into it, singing and playing.
Well, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words.
You remember this, don't you? Sing along with me.
It sounds like music on my ear. It's the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love my Jesus. Oh, how it's because he first loved me. Jesus. Well, it's because he first loved you.
Sort of a little down-home type style playing and singing. Hope you don't mind that tonight. In case you've joined us in the last few moments, Night Sounds on its way to you.
We'll get back to Night Sounds in just a moment. In these incredibly difficult days, everyone is seeking answers more than ever, but we feel we have little or no control of the challenges we face. The COVID-19 pandemic changed everything. There are no easy answers, and that is just one mission of the program Night Sounds with Bill Pierce. Real answers are available from above as the world's solutions fail. This year we have faced depression, loneliness, separation, and uncertainty more than ever. For many decades, Night Sounds has been a solace, bringing spiritual hope and meaning for troubled times. The unique ministry of Bill Pierce reminds us that God is closer than a brother, and his power is bigger than COVID. We're in the last few days of 2020. We're asking you to make a generous contribution to Night Sounds. Our finances this year have been challenged, too. Supporting Night Sounds is simple. Go to our website, nightsoundsradio.org, and click the Donate tab. If you're listening on the app, go to the Donate tab. Or if you prefer mail, our address is Night Sounds, Box 29, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. Thanks for listening to Night Sounds with Bill Pierce.
And as we speak of spiritual frostbite tonight, I am very much aware that there are certain factors which come into our lives which sort of numb us and throw us off center. I'm not speaking so much about the unavoidable situations that God brings into our lives, but essentially about our own condition, that we can allow ourselves to become lukewarm, then cold, then frozen. Some time ago, I heard a little bit of an interpretation on the phrase, many are called, but few are chosen. Somebody said, many are cold, but few are frozen. I hope so. Nobody wants to be frozen. Rather be cold than frozen, but why be either? Age shouldn't enter into it. I was reading about a Nashville, Tennessee woman named Mrs. Craig. This appeared in the newspaper. Mrs. Craig had not missed church in 1,040 Sundays. This was a perfect 20-year record. And the newspaper raised some interesting questions about the lady. She has missed church in 1,040 Sundays? Doesn't she ever have Sunday company? And what excuse does she offer if she leaves them on their own for an hour or two Sunday morning? Doesn't Mrs. Craig ever go out Saturday night to be overtired come Sunday morning? Does not a lady of her advanced age have nervous spells, catch cold, have headaches, sudden calls away from the city? Doesn't she get too exhausted to go on picnics and family reunions, requiring her whole morning to prepare for? Has she no friends that invite her for weekends? Doesn't she ever want to stay in bed on Sunday morning? Doesn't it rain, snow, or get too hot or cold in Nashville? How does Mrs. Craig find time to read the whole Sunday paper or spend time with her grandchildren on Sunday morning? Hasn't missed church? Hasn't she ever gotten angry with her clergyman, her minister, or the people in the congregation that she just felt she had to stay away? Doesn't she own a radio or TV, preferring to watch and hear a really good church service with top-notch choirs and preachers? What in the world is wrong with Mrs. Craig that she doesn't miss a Sunday? Isn't it interesting that we might ask what's wrong with her? Rather than conceding the point, what in the world is right? Well, I would guess that she doesn't have spiritual frostbite. Maybe something for all of us to take heed to. Since we're speaking and singing of love, here's Evie with another song of love for the Lord and for each other. Let's enter into the spirit of this with her. Oh, how I love you. You, Lord. Evie Carlson singing for us on Night Sounds. The important thing as we contemplate the possibility of spiritual frostbite is not to stop questioning, not to stop learning, hoping. Don't lose the wonder. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. We can't help but be in awe when we contemplate the mysteries of eternity, of life, of God, His workings. Let's not lose the wonder and what we might call holy curiosity.
As a child, I know He will surround me with His goodness and His care. Knowing He
his children. Hallelujah, I'm one of his.
There is nothing that can separate me from the love of God I know. In Jesus I am safe forever.
That is why I praise Him so.
That was the Haven of Rest Quartet. Usually don't hear them in that kind of mood. But they have a right to be happy, too. I know they're on a late-night program. Many of you here enjoy Haven of Rest, as I do. But sometimes we do have to get excited, you know? Let's not get into the spiritual frostbite, okay? Let's hang in there together. Just keep an eye out for it. Thanks so much for sharing these moments. And I trust that you will enjoy the day God gives you tomorrow, because He's in it with you. Till we meet again then, on Night Sounds, a very pleasant and restful. Good night.